With WAFC News, I'm Charles Murphy. The Hendry County Cattlemen's Association, honored by the Hendry County Commission, they've been around since 1957 and currently have 75 members. The state says Hendry County has 57,367 head of beeves on Hendry ranches. They've directed and arranged 100 different farm tours as well to explain the cattle industry. Chairman of the commission, Emma Bird, highlighted some of the facts involving the Hendry County cattlemen.
The Hendry County Board of County Commissioners, Florida, wish to honor and recognize the Hendry County Cattlemen's Association for their contribution to the ag and the residents of Hendry County.
American Legion Post, 1:30 in LaBelle tomorrow, honor Lieutenant Ferris Weekly and his family with a special picnic celebration. He'd been missing in action for nearly 80 years. He died in 1943 in World War II. His remains returned to Florida on May 12th. They're having a special procession in Highlands County as well tomorrow. The event will include his surviving sister, who is 94 years old. Belgrade City resident Charles Askew asked the city commission why they haven't done an audit after some alleged malfeasance. He says the mayor is to blame for Belgrade's problems.
I give it to you. The state of this city is in disrepair primarily because of you. Because you've been here for 17 years, it falls directly on you. You've been doing a lot to silence people. Bro, you should embrace people speaking up, bro. What y'all doing is a mess.
He says the mayor, Steve Wilson, is to blame for Belgrade's problems. Wilson was recently reelected overwhelmingly. A terrible crash in Glades County January 29th that took the lives of four people has resulted in criminal charges. The Florida Highway Patrol says one of the drivers was impaired by alcohol. 37-year-old Marco Lucina Penaloza of Fort Lauderdale will be booked into the Glades County Jail when able on four counts of DUI manslaughter. The Highway Patrol says the sport utility vehicle operated by the suspect was northbound on U.S. 27 in the southbound lanes in the early morning hours, causing a head-on collision with a southbound SUV. The victim's vehicle burst into flames. Among those killed was an unborn child. Glades County has continued to look at their livestock use and residential zoning codes. Indian Hills residents have complained about horses and miniature horses. Some residents in Moorhaven have also complained about farm animals too close to home. County Commissioner Jerry Sapp says the county needs to be careful on their decision and the impacts it'll have.
Like in Palmdale, I have my horses. Several people out there have animals right there in the yard. And Mario's going to come out there and start telling them they got to move her.
Commissioner Tony Whitten has no problem with large tracts having farm animals, but not just 2 acres. He says they may not be able to fix the problem by just fixing the code.
I'm a little reluctant to just rely on code to correct this. I mean, we've had issues that's just not been corrected for 2 years. Yeah. I mean, I have a real fear that my neighbor sells his property, and I got Goat Farmer 2.0 living right next to me.
I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.